Good morning. An additional announcement this morning. On the 26th of May at 7:30 in the Gillespie Centre in Biggar, the 2CYT Trust holds their AGM, and on behalf of the Management Committee, anybody who wishes to attend, they're welcome to attend. Thank you very much.
This service to introduce Christian Aid Week, which starts next Sunday. The theme of this year's campaign is Turn Hunger into Hope, focusing on the crisis in Zimbabwe.
This is Jessica. The combined effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, conflict and drought have robbed her of the power to provide for her children. The future looks bleak because of war in Ukraine will drive up food prices in Zimbabwe and around the globe. Without the fertiliser and food like wheat and cooking oil that Ukraine and Russia produce, vulnerable families will be pushed even deeper into hunger.
Our service today, we are going to consider what it means to live fruitful lives. This is a phrase used throughout the Bible. Bearing fruit that is good and that will last is something we are called to do as followers of Jesus. What does this mean? To bear fruit in today's world. In a world where 44 million people face the challenge of daily food shortages and chronic hunger, what does fruit that will last mean to all our lives? Fruit is a source of sweet sustenance and life. We cannot just consider the challenge of hunger. We must also consider the solutions and the change that we can help bring about.
Our call to worship today is taken from Revelation 22 in verse 2. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
A responsive psalm. We will begin with Psalm 1, a responsive psalm. Please join in with the verses in bold. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
Let us pray. Let us come to the river and be like trees planted by streams of water, putting our roots down deep into God's word, bearing good fruit that will last, not withering from fatigue, stretching out to receive and be a strong source of healing. Amen. Our opening song is Song of Kingdom Come. This song is going to be on the video and it will be shown on the screen. The words will appear after a short reflection. Please remain seated, but join in with the words when they appear.
Above city streets, over country fields, amidst rocks and stone,
trickles, tinkles, tickles, springs.
A word, a voice, a solo, crying in the wilderness?
No.
Polishing pebbles, beauty wells from deep beneath Earth's privilege.
I hate, I despise your religious festivals.
A thought seeps subversive through cracks, over rocks, over barren land.
Watering, nourishing, enlivening, inspiring, inspiring.
Breathing in the dream that things can be different, that things should be different, that things must be different.
Crystal clear. A stream of living water.
Confluence, convergence, concourse.
I hate, I despise your religious festivals.
I hate, I despise your empty words.
Fill, your cup overflows.
Your cup overflows.
Now thunders a mighty roar.
Voices come together.
Flow together.
Join together.
In harmony.
All creation joins.
Merge.
All creation groans.
As one longs for fulfillment.
Flowing inexorably.
Torrential.
Unstoppable.
Rapids disrupt.
Interrupt the way things are.
Disrupt.
Disorder.
Stir.
Flow.
Flooding.
Flourishing.
I hate.
I despise.
Your religious festivals.
Justice rolls.
Justice flows.
Justice courses.
A river.
An unending stream.
Thunder.
Cascading.
Fire.
Singing.
Justice.
Life in all its
In this prayer that we're going to say, there's four different responses, and they're printed on your order of service. Say them after I have said, "We call to you, God." Let us pray. Creator, Son, and Spirit, we gather together to seek your presence in our time of worship. We call to you, O God. Hungry for you. Meet us at our point of deepest need. Connect us with the needs of others. Equip us to join in your creative work. Transform us more into your likeness. We call to you, God. We are hungry for your righteousness. We gather with Jessica and Janet and their committees in Zimbabwe, and their communities in Zimbabwe. May hearing their stories make us hungry for justice and even more impatient for change. We call to you, God. We are hungry for your justice. We gather with all of creation, with the mountains and the hills. We shall burst into song with the trees of the field. We will clap our hands. We call to you, God. We are hungry to praise you. Amen.
Girls, it's good that you've been able to join us today. I brought with me this bowl, and I wonder if you can tell me what's in it. What's this?
Banana.
Shout it out.
Banana.
Banana. And what's this?
Pear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I didn't think you would know that one. And these are
grapes.
Can you tell me what all these things have got in common? They're all fruit. What does it mean to be a fruit? Do you know? What makes a fruit different from any other kind of food?
Healthy.
It's healthy, yes. But there's something in a fruit. I've brought an apple here. I'm going to cut it. Can you tell me what's inside an apple? Seeds. What do you do with seeds?
You can plant them and grow more food.
That's right. So a fruit is a type of food that inside it has got a seed. And that seed can be used to grow other things. Good. I'm going to tell you about a country a wee far away from here. I brought a globe, the world. And in this globe, you can see that Scotland is away up at the top here. It's up here. This is the Tower of London. And Zimbabwe is away down here. It's below the equator. It's in a very hot country. Do you know the name of that big country?
Africa.
It is, Jack. It's Africa. It's very hot in Africa. In Africa, it's very difficult to grow food. And lots of the people there have drought, and they find it very hard. We're going to hear a story about two women. The first one is Jessica, and what happens to her in Zimbabwe. Catherine is going to tell us the story.
This is Jessica. She is a loving mother who lives in Zimbabwe. She is worried because she has not enough food to feed her family tonight. When food is scarce, she can only give her children one bowl of porridge a day. She hates seeing her children go to bed hungry. For Jessica, no rain means that every day is a struggle. Jessica works hard on her farm, but no food can grow. The weather has changed has caused this problem. Jessica and her children are hungry. How can we help?
Well, we can help through an organisation called Christian Aid. And Christian Aid has various projects. And one of the projects was to take seed and true scientists have worked all this out, that they can make special seeds that will grow in land like Jessica's in Zimbabwe, which has got very poor soil and very little rain. And they have produced special seeds that can grow here. Catherine's going to tell us about the other lady and how she's been helped through Christian Aid in Zimbabwe. Right, Catherine.
This is Janet. She's 70 years old and a gran. Many children in her family have no mums and or dads, and she looks after them all. In her village in Zimbabwe, there was a year when no rain fell and food was very scarce and the family went hungry. Then, through a Christian Aid project, she was given a special seeds which are able to grow in very dry soil. Now she can grow groundnuts, wild fruits, golden corn, a rainbow of colour. She has built a storeroom to store her harvest to see her family through hard times.
So Janet was given special seeds from things like fruits, and they were able to grow in Zimbabwe. But what does that mean for us? Jesus said to us, "We people will know us by the fruit that we bear." And what he meant was that if we have good seeds to sow to people, it's the way we show people how we behave. Good seeds are like us being kind to someone or us sharing something with others. Now, next week, we're going to help Christian Aid and we're going to have a big brekkie in the large hall. And hopefully, you'll be able to come along and share breakfast with us. And that way, we can help. By paying for our breakfast, we'll give that money to Christian Aid. And I want you to sow some good seeds this week, just like the good seeds in the apple. You can sow good seeds by doing something kind or doing something to share with others. And I've got a picture of an apple that I'm going to give each one of you. And what I want you to do is either write in it something kind you can do or something you can share, or you can draw a picture, or you can get someone else to write something in it for you if you're not able to write it yourself or draw your picture yourself. And then you can colour in the apple round the outside and the leaf and get somebody to cut it out for you or cut it out yourself. Yes.
Are we allowed to colour the apple in?
Yeah. That's what I was just saying. Colour it all in and make it really nice. Then you can cut it out and we're going to have a special tree in the church next week. We're going to stick all the apples on it so you can see it. And I want to see all the nice, kind things you're going to do or something that you're going to share with either your friends or your family next week, okay? And I've got an apple in here as well for you so you can eat an apple while you're thinking about what you're going to do. And all your templates are in there. And I'll give them to Christine and she'll give you them when you're down in the hall. Okay? Right, thank you.
Our next hymn is hymn 544, When I Needed a Neighbour. After this hymn, Jigsaw will go down to the hall for their activities. 544, When I Needed a Neighbour.
these are brought to us today by Ali.
The first reading is from Revelations chapters 21 verses 1 to 6 and chapter 22 verses 1 to 2. The New Jerusalem. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice on the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them, and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life, the river of life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river, stood a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and leaves the nation of the tree. And the leaves of the tree are the healing of the nation. The second reading is from Matthew, verse 3, chapters 1 to 10. John the Baptist prepares the way. In the days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. This is what is spoken of with the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the desert, preparing the way for the Lord to make straight paths for him. John's clothes were made of camel hair. He had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went to him from Jerusalem and all of Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was, baptizing them, he said, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath, produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up the children of Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Amen.
We're going to have a prayer of confession, and during this there are two responses which are printed on the order of service. After I say, we cry out, you can join me in saying, God have mercy. Let us pray. Good God of creation, we sing praise to you, but even as we raise our voices, we know we have faltered and failed, walking on paths that have turned our hearts inward, sitting with those who scoffed at the cries of people in poverty, mocking those on the margins, denying the earth in her distress. Too often our leaves have withered, our branches are barren, we have failed to be pruned, and the axe is now poised. Poised to cut down the excesses that crucify all creation, the systems that impoverish all people, the privileges that diminish our faith. But even now it is not too late, for in the face of judgment comes the offer of grace and the hope that dead wood can spring to life, where we have failed to bear good fruit and share your abundance for the earth. We cry out, God, have mercy. When our actions and intentions have been as chaff for the winds of heaven, we cry out, God, have mercy. Forgive us, restore us, inspire us now to delight in your purposes, to embrace your possibilities, to inhabit your promises, to flourish as fruit for the world you so love, and bring healing for all the nations. Amen. Our next hymn that we sing together is 181, For the Beauty of the Earth.
Christian Aid Week starts next week, and the appeal slogan this year is Turn Hunger into Hope. Hope lives in you. Yes, there is still hunger in the world, even after all the Live Aid concerts, the fundraising appeals and so on, but there is still hope. When we are running short of hope or confidence, we should turn to God. God created the world for us to care for it and to work towards repairing the damage that we have caused. The tree of life, which we heard about in our Bible reading, with its continuous production of fruits to ease hunger and its leaves for the healing of the world, is a picture that should inspire us to work towards turning hunger into hope, so that hunger can be eased and we can work towards repairing the damage we have caused to this created world. The Revelation of John is the last book in our Bible. It is full of images and symbolic language, which would have been understood by the Christians at that time it was written. Christians then were being persecuted by the Romans, demanding that their emperor and traditional gods be worshipped. John was trying to give Christians hope and encouragement to challenge the powers that would suppress the kingdom of God. The main message in the book is that Christ and God will ultimately defeat all the evil in the world and will reward the faithful with the blessings of a new heaven and a new earth when the victory is complete. The river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. The imagery of Eden restored conjures up a picture of a place where there is water and food in abundance, and where all the damage done to the created world is healed. Can we gain hope and encouragement from this imagery? Within the stories being told from Zimbabwe, we find a wonderful story of a resurrection bush, a native plant being used to help communities adapt to the drought and effects of the climate crisis. It is widespread in Zimbabwe. It grows in very poor soil. It is a woodish shrub which looks dead until the rains come, when it is covered in green leaves and sometimes red flowers. The leaves and the twigs can be sold to produce medicines, teas, and all kinds, different kinds of remedies. Even in the most literal of ways, the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. A new heaven and a new earth, one and the same, heaven on earth, where God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This gives us encouragement to ensure that the tears of frustration and desperation of those hungry to provide food for their families, people like Jessica, can be wiped away. Then in the Gospel passage, we meet John the Baptist, warning the Pharisees and the Sadducees that they should change their ways. He once again uses the imagery of trees producing good fruit, and he pictures the trees with an axe at the root, and the axe is ready to prune and cut down any tree that produces bad or rotten fruit. John uses the axe as a symbol that there needs to be drastic change in lifestyle among the rulers and priests in order to fulfill God's kingdom on earth. The axe has cut down many trees in our world today, and that has helped to fuel the climate crisis, which is impacting on those in Zimbabwe and causing the devastating droughts the country is suffering. That axe needs to be laid down. An axe is needed to cut through the chains of injustice that are in our world today. An axe is needed to cut away everything that gets in the way of our connection with God. The axe is not required if the tree is producing good fruit. And what is good fruit? Paul tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It is not fear, but faith that inspires our choices to create a fairer world and protect creation. We end with a vision of a fruitful future. Through supporting Christian Aid, we can help to create a world where everyone's lives are not worse, but better than they are today. Amen. We're now going to sing hymn 172, Sing for God's Creation. Hymn 172.
Glory, God's glory that followed us with honor.
The offerings for the work of our church here in Forth are given either by standing order through the bank or brought to church on a Sunday morning. Let us dedicate these offerings. Let us pray. Dear God, we offer these gifts of money for the ongoing work of your church here in Forth. Help us to use them wisely to extend your kingdom here in Forth and beyond. Amen.
Next week is the start of Christian Aid Week, and you're invited as you leave church this morning to take a Christian Aid envelope to make a donation to Christian Aid. If you know of others who would like an envelope, please take as many as you need. There is also a gift aid slip which you can use if you're a taxpayer, and this will boost your donation. Please return the filled envelopes over the next two Sundays. As you leave the church this morning, you're invited to take home a template, either a leaf, an apple, or an axe. Take one home and write on your template, and others on the platform here will illustrate the templates.
If you take a leaf, write a prayer and a hope for all who hunger in Zimbabwe and around the world.
If you take an apple, write a good act of service you promise to do to help make the world a better place.
If you take an axe, write about an injustice in the world today that needs to be cut away, or a change that needs to be made to heal God's world.
Cut out your templates and bring them back next week to add them to our Tree of Life, which will be at the vestibule as you come in to the church over the next 2 weeks. We have also organised two fundraising activities over the next two Sundays. Next week is the big brekkie in the large hall from 9:45 until 10:45. Join us for breakfast. Then on the 22nd of May, there will be a cake sale in the small hall after the service. Donations for both of these activities will be most welcome. Now our prayer of thanksgiving.
Let's pray together. Creator God, cultivator of our faith, thank you for the privilege of living in this global garden, planted to bear your fruit, to delight our tongues, to fill our bellies, to energize our bodies. You have given us life in all its fullness. You have given us life, yet millions are still in hunger. In our hunger for peace, we pray for Ukraine and Ethiopia. But may our concern for them not stifle our concern for Zimbabwe, Afghanistan, Syria, and all those other places to whom our hearts have become hardened through over-familiarity. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. In our hunger for justice, we pray for those who have been driven from their homes in Mariupol and in Ethiopia through wars. But may our concern for them not stifle our concern for Jessica and Janet, and all those known to us who hunger to provide for those they love in our global community. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. In our hunger, we pray for President Zelensky of Ukraine. But may our concern for them not stifle our concern for your little ones, for the children who go to bed hungry, whose parents struggle to provide for them in times of desperate drought. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And in our hunger, we pray that you will fill us with your hope, your passion, and your life, that we may go out from this place to give, act, and pray, so all who hunger to provide may be filled to overflowing. In the name of Christ, farmer, gardener, and cultivator. Amen. Our closing hymn today is 804. We shall go out with joy. In the name of the God who plants the seeds of justice, be hungry. In the name of Christ who hangs on the tree of love, be fruitful. And in the name of the Spirit who inspires God's will in our hearts and lives, be celebrated. You are Christ's people here and throughout the world, now and forever.